Chapter 19. Sec Unit 03. Status, retrieval. Initiate Stage 1. Arata flies Perihelion's shuttle with the assistance of its piloting module and brings it down to the planet's surface. She had instructed me to ride in the co-pilot's observation seat instead of the cargo compartment, which was an unusual experience. Our landing site is a platform just below the edge of the plateau, near the pre-corporation rim installation. The platform may have been a secondary landing site or a base for a large construction bot, but its surface was now clear, and it was out of direct line of sight from either the installation or the surface dock. Perihelion is also jamming comm and scan signals in the vicinity, so our approach would not be detected. I had already disabled scan functions on myself and my drones in accordance with intel from the retrieved clients. It is late in the day cycle on the planet, and the weather is clear, with no sign of atmospheric interference that might affect the mission success assessment. I have three additional inputs. 1. The second shuttle that Rati has landed on the flat ground outside the surface dock. 2. The drone controlled by Perihelion, which had been transported in Rati's shuttle and now accompanied the humans Oversay, Tiago, and Iris. 3. Perihelion itself, who is monitoring all locations and inputs. 4 of Perihelion's clients had been persuaded to return to the space dock in the lift tower's maintenance capsule. They have been successfully retrieved and are now receiving medical attention. Oversay, Tiago, and Iris remained to assist in enacting Stage 01 of Plan B-01. All targets had vacated the surface dock, except for a delegation of 5 who had agreed to meet with the humans. They had agreed to this meeting when Perihelion sent this message via general comm broadcast to all receivers in the vicinity of the colony site. "I have located your primary terraforming engine. Agree to a meeting, or I will destroy it." There had been no response. Second message, "You require proof of intent." And then Perihelion had crashed and detonated an armed pathfinder into the center of the agricultural zone between the space dock and the pre-CR installation. The crater was large. The second pathfinder had been detonated in the air above the pre-CR complex. The targets had agreed to the meeting. Before we boarded our shuttle, Arata told me, "You don't have to do this. I know facing these people after what they did to the other two sec units. It can't be easy. And I don't feel right asking you to do this so soon after you hacked your governor module. This must be a confusing time for you." "It is confusing. But following protocol and assisting in a retrieval are familiar." I told her, "I want to do this." She nodded. "Thank you. If you can get Sec Unit back, well, a lot of people will be very grateful." I had read the helpme.file and accepted it as truthful, but there was a difference between accepting data as accurate and experiencing it. The humans would not abandon this sec unit even though part of our function was to be disposable if necessary. "There is a lot about what is going on here that I don't understand, but I am participating anyway." I check our secure feed and comm connections and then signal to Arata to open the hatch. The intel drones I had attached to the back of my armor peel off and exit the shuttle in a cloud. They spread out, shift into stealth mode, and deploy toward the installation. They are using a code to project the same type of interference emitted by the target's protective gear. They will not be able to detect the target drones, but they will not be detected either. I am projecting the same code, so hopefully the target drones will not detect me. But this is untested, and it is better to avoid them altogether. Outside the surface dock on the wide terrace of the east side entrance, Perihelion's drone sends video to our secure feed of the 5 targets arriving to meet Oversay, Tiago, and Iris. "Oh, there is also an armed pathfinder on the terrace." The targets are not armed and are dressed in work clothing and not the more familiar protective suits they use for combat. Two of the targets exhibit the gray skin on face, hands, and other exposed areas, and the other three have blotches of gray on human normal ranges of skin tones. On the feed, Rati says, "Oh, I hope this works." "Hush," Arata says. "Don't distract them." Oversay taps her feed in acknowledgement. The first target, designated Target 1, says, "You can't detonate the device while you're here. Why threaten us with it?" Perihelion is feeding the translation to the feed. The language had been identified as the same one used on the space dock signage. "That's the adamantine colony's language," Iris confirms on the feed. "I think this is the same faction as the colonist who helped us on the Explorer." Tiago tells the targets, "It's a threat to us, too. The transport is forcing us to meet with you on its behalf." During the initial planning stage aboard Perihelion, Rati had voiced an objection. "Are we sure they're going to buy this? That we're prisoners of an evil transport who is forcing us to do this?" Perihelion, "I can be very convincing." Target 1 says, doubtfully, "The transport?" Tiago, "You attacked it, tried to upload a foreign system to it, and took away some of the humans aboard." Target 2, "That was the infected group. We aren't responsible for their actions." Tiago, "That may be, but the transport holds all of you responsible. If we knew more about your situation, perhaps it would relent." Target 3, sarcastically, "If the ship speaks, why didn't it come in person?" Perihelion's drone, "You don't want to meet me in person." The targets react with astonishment and some dismay. Target 2, "What happened to those who boarded the transport?" Tiago looks at Oversay, who says, "They're all dead." Tiago and Oversay had decided earlier that Oversay will be the bad one who agrees with the evil transport's desire to destroy the colony. My drones reach the open plaza of the installation and slip down past the rib structures. I send to our secured feed, "Intel incoming." The drones detect 7 armed targets, concealed just inside the 2 entrances into the structure on the eastern side. The other 2 entrances appear to be clear. Perihelion taps the feed in acknowledgement. Target 2, "What do you want from us?" Tiago, "We want you to return the person who you captured in the Dropbox embarkation chamber. Return that person and we will leave you in peace." On the secure feed, he says, "I have to try. Maybe it will be just this easy." Oversay replies, "Oh, Tiago." Iris adds, "It's never easy." They are correct. Hostages are never taken simply to be released on demand. Target 1, "We can't return that person. We didn't take them. That was the infected group." Oversay, "Then tell them to return that person, or there will be more detonations." Target 2, "They won't listen to us." Oversay jerks her head toward the Pathfinder. "Make them listen. None of us has a choice." Tiago, "If you can tell us where they are keeping our friend, that may convince the transport to wait." The drones manage to make stealth entries into the 2 clear doorways on the western side of the plaza. I report this to Perihelion, who taps my feet again. It sends to the humans, "Continue to stall." The targets continue to exhibit agitated behavior. Iris, "Tell us what happened here. Maybe that will help. We know you found alien remnants. You put one on the transport's drive and on the Explorer." Target 2, "We didn't know they did that." Target 4, speaking for the first time, "You could be lying. You want our findings." Oversay, Was the explosion in your agricultural zone a lie? Target 1 nudges Target 4 to step back. It affects some more than others. We are not all to blame for the actions of a few. Iris.
But the few killed most of the crew of the Explorer, and they were going to forcibly contaminate us. We were coming to help you. Why should we believe you?
Oversay. You need to do something, besides just repeating that it's not your fault. Tell us where they're keeping our friend. The drone's scout darkened corridors now, and I am mainly receiving low-resolution visuals. A feed is active, but no SEC unit activity has been detected yet. One drone has located an open anti-grav shaft and is proceeding down it. I direct a squad to follow it. There are many levels to search. The installation is much larger underground than we had anticipated. Target 5, suddenly.
Why do you want to know that? You can't free them.
Careful, Rati warned on the feed. We don't want them to wonder why you're asking that question. Perihelion's drone.
Do I need to demonstrate proof of intent again?
How vital is the body of water to your agricultural system? Targets are agitated again. Tiago.
You see, if you could tell us where our friend is, perhaps we can make the transport understand this isn't your fault.
I receive drone scouting data. I tell Perihelion, familiar signal activity detected, but drones cannot make contact or establish location. I add, I need to be closer to help the drones determine location. I have to get down there. Perihelion acknowledges.
Initiate phase 2.
Arata has been listening on her feed and now nods to me.
Good luck, she says.
I reply, thank you. I climb out of the shuttle and make certain Arata locks the hatch behind me. Then I start up the rocks to begin a stealth approach of the installation and its central plaza. Murderbot 1.0.
So, we had found target control system. Sweat was sticking my shirt to what was left of my back, and my performance reliability had dropped another 3%. The adamantine colonists must have found the pre-CR system down here and maybe repaired it as a backup to their own systems. Then one day something had happened in the shaft they were using for storage, and a piece of heavy equipment had hit the seal in the bottom hard enough to break it. A human had gone down there to check it out and been contaminated by the alien remnant. The human had come up here or been driven up here by the kind of compulsion Tiago had talked about, and had brought the contamination into this room where it had taken control of the pre-CR central system. We'd assumed the targets were affected colonists who had built or taken over the target control system to help them, but it was the other way around. Then, Central said, Query.
Identify.
I hadn't thought there was enough of it left in there to communicate. I replied, Acknowledge. Security units. Central said, Query.
Assistance?
I said, Acknowledge. In progress. I had a bad feeling assistance would involve shutting it down permanently, but until that point, there was no reason to be mean to it. 2.0 said, So it transferred the contamination or infection, whatever, to the humans through their feed interfaces. Probably. It would have gotten to the augmented humans who had their interfaces built into their brains, then used them to infect the humans with external removable interfaces. It hadn't always been 100% effective, which was why a target aboard the Explorer had helped Iris and the others escape, had told them that not all the targets believed in the alien hive mind or whatever other crap target control system had told them. 2.0 added, We were right about the implants. They were just receivers, old pre-CR tech. And the remnant tech, the thing it put on Art's drive and tried to install on the Explorer. Target control system told the colonists what to do with them, and it wrote the code for the target drones and the protective gear and the sensor deflection. The whole plateau was probably a remnant site. Maybe even a ruin, with who knew what under that seal in the shaft. Holy shit. They were growing their food in it. 2.0 hesitated, suddenly appalled. If the contamination is transmitted through code, do you think Art's still infected? No, because Target Control System got angry and deleted Art's current version. Art must have been infected when it made the copy, but when it restarted, the first thing it did was purge the processing space Target Control System was using. It deleted every part of Target Control System, treating it like killware, and it must have deleted the infected code or whatever it was. An alien code, in a form that didn't make sense. Well, sort of sense. It must be using the same principle as the machine-readable code written into human DNA. That was how things like augments worked, and constructs, and you could transfer malware that way if you weren't filtering for it. Oh, shit. Art got the infection from an augmented human like this system did. The target sent an infected human carrier aboard. Two humans! 2.0 corrected. Ross and Elytra. It was right. And they said they were injured, and Art put them on the medical platform and read the contaminated code into itself. Target Control System deleted their memory of it through the implants, and maybe the contamination... No, 2.0 said. They didn't use them to transfer the contamination. I bet the targets used them to transfer Target Control System to Art. That's why Elytra's memories were so messed up. It was using her neural tissue as storage space for its kernel. It added, it's kind of like killware. That's why we keep running into it. It's replicating. I stared at Central's system box. Conclusions. 1. The alien remnant had forced a contaminated human to bring it within range of the nearest operating system, a pre-CR central system. 2. The infected central system had partitioned itself, compulsively, like the humans in alien contamination incidents who built weird things and killed each other, and created Target Control System, a malware-like system that was a hybrid of outdated pre-CR tech and whatever the alien remnant was. 3. Target Control System had spread to the adamantine systems and colonists. It made them use the pre-CR tech because that's what the pre-CR central system understood. It had them build what it wanted out of the pre-CR tech, like the drones and the implants. Pre-CR tech using alien code. 4. But it was still stuck here in the colony, on the terraformed section of the planet. Then the Barish Estranza contact group had arrived. I'd been in the shaft with the unsealed remnant, and I was in this room. I still didn't feel infected. But then Target Control System hadn't tried to infect the SEC units on the Explorer either, including 3, who, according to 2.0, had been ordered to stand frozen and helpless in the corridor. Maybe it couldn't affect constructs. That would be nice. 2.0 said, so, who's target contact? Right. The contact that had been in communication with the Explorer's instance of Target Control System. 2.0 had thought it was a human, or at least not an alien. 2.0 had followed that contact's connection to this installation and ended up in pre-CR Central's network. Oh, I had a bad feeling. I stepped forward slowly, circling the web of connections. The only sound was my bad knee grinding and the despairing repeat of the distress signal. 2.0 said, where are we going? I have to check something. I angled around to a break between two tables where there was a void in the connections. I eased forward and managed to fall, crouch down on the floor near the sprawled body of the human.
The thing is, I had realized there was no odor of decomp. The death had to have happened at least months ago, if not more than a planetary year or years, if it was the incident that had kicked off the major contamination spread. But the shape of the body I could see under the white growth didn't look all sunken and gross or dried out. The white crystalline substance was grainy, and it grew out of the human's ears and mouth. I had to edge forward at an angle and then lower my head down to get a view of the human's face. The skin had blue-white blotchy patches standing out against the light tan. That might be decay, and it might be the same process that had changed the target's skin color and texture. I saw the eyes were blue, and they were looking at me. I scrambled away from it, out of the circle of racks and tables. I couldn't get up because of my knee, and I was afraid to turn my back on it to use the wall to climb to my feet. 2.0 said, "I know violence isn't the solution to everything, but in this case, yeah." I pointed my right arm energy weapon at the human's head, upped the intensity as far as it would go, and fired. The white material flashed and emitted a faint odor I couldn't identify. The human still looked at me, expressionless. Their eyes were crusted with dried fluid, unable to blink. Oh, why can't anything be easy just this once? I tried to kill it 3 times, until 2.0 said, "Those scars and marks on the floor around it could be projectile and energy weapon impacts. Somebody else has tried to kill it multiple times, from different directions and with different weapons." Great. Tried to kill it and tried to blow up the entrance to this chamber, but had been stopped before they could use an explosive big enough. The contamination must have done something to the human host's organic tissue, a self-protection function. I was reluctant to go over there and put my fist through its head because, A, I thought I was immune to code contamination, but maybe not if I actually got remnant on my organic parts, and B, if energy weapons wouldn't work, punching probably wouldn't either. I needed to be smart about this. I made myself turn around and use the wall to drag myself up so I could stand. There are tools in the shaft. We need to find something that can smash it, or a bigger explosive. I know. I can barely stand and walk, so this was me being really optimistic right now. 2.0 said, potential problem. Why hasn't target control system called for help? There has to be proximity detection of some kind. Plus, target contact there can see us. Oh, that was a good question. Central said suddenly, query, client population deceased? Y, N. It was asking about the humans. I told it, acknowledge, no. Client population endangered. It said, query, client population assistance? I didn't have the right code, and I didn't want to lie to it. Everything was so much worse even than it looked. I said, acknowledge, unknown. It didn't respond. I said, query, proximity alert in progress? It was aware of its situation. It might be able to tell if target control system knew we were here. It said, acknowledge, no alert, no proximity alert. No unknown organism present, in network only. It was saying the target control system wasn't reacting to me because it read my presence as non-hostile. It thought I was a target, an infected colonist. I couldn't respond. Sec units aren't supposed to be able to go into shock like humans, but my performance reliability had dropped another 5%, which is kind of a lot all at once. I'm not in network, I told the central system. I'm not infected. 2.0 said, I think maybe you are. I read diagnostic anomalies. Hold on. Central system sent me an image, a connection map of the room like the one 2.0 had made. My hard address was on it and a connection to target control system. Oh, no. Human to machine. Maybe that was the way it had to work. Human to machine
to human. We'd been doing it wrong. I'd been trying to get Art to avoid contact with potentially infected systems when it was infected augmented humans we had to worry about. And I had scanned this room, the infected human. It had been hoping to contaminate me in the shaft, and I had wandered in here and helpfully done it myself. 2.0 said, I found anomalous code in your active processing space. I'm isolating it and tagging it. I've tried deleting it. Oh, it's out of isolation again. At least I've got it tagged. I thought I was immune because I'm a sec unit. Wow, that sounded pathetic. Like the I want to be special, how come I'm not crap humans pull all the time. 2.0 said, it can be deleted. Art deleted it. Yeah, that was Art. This is just me. Me who could be taken over by target control system at any moment. It would be like having a governor module again. No. Not again. Never again. I had an entry into the target's network, and maybe I had an ally. I sent to Central, query, permissions to initiate purge and restart. It said, query, client population assistance? If I helped its humans, it would help me. I said, acknowledge. If possible, I'll try. It replied, acknowledge, permissions assigned. Suddenly I could see the whole node, Central and Target, and how they were intertwined with Target contact on the periphery. I accessed Central system and initiated the purge. That was when Target control system figured out that I was here. It acted much faster than I expected. It used the connection to overwhelm Central, to overwhelm my defenses and flow right into my head. It knew who I was. It had data from its other two iterations. It knew I'd killed it before. For a whole second, I thought I was done. Either I'd be deleted or under control again with Target control system riding my head like a governor module, and if I had a choice, I'd rather be deleted. But it hadn't really caught on to the fact that 2.0 was in here with me. Or, I guess, it didn't understand that we were two different iterations with different capabilities. I was losing functionality and about to go into involuntary restart, but 2.0 was fine, and it was killware. It extracted target control system from my head and followed the active connection right back into the Central system's partition. Central said, purge failed. Initiate a shutdown and then destroy the unit, 2.0 told me. Now, for fuck's sake. That will kill you, I told it. I know, it said. What do you think my function is, you idiot? Just do it. I didn't want to. I couldn't. I was an idiot. And I was remembering Mickey throwing itself at a combat bot to give me the chance to save its humans. If you fuck this up, I am going to be so angry I'll make Art look nice, 2.0 said. And unlike Mickey, this is how I win. This was going to hurt. I initiated the shutdown. The feed disappeared abruptly as Central went down. Everything was silent, inside and outside my head. I realized I was on the floor again and shoved upright, staggered. I dumped a table over and cut the big crossbar off with my left arm energy weapon. Then I limped over to the star-shaped box that now held 2.0, Central, and Target control system. They're sleeping, I told myself. 2.0 and Central wouldn't feel a thing. It was too bad Target control system wouldn't. With my club and both the energy weapons in my arms, I broke the case open and smashed and melted the interior. I felt strange and wrong, and my organic parts were doing things that made me glad again not to have a stomach. I had killed sec units and combat bots, but this was me, sort of. Okay, not so sort of, plus Central, who was a victim just as much as anybody else. Even Target Contact was a victim. And I was going to have to kill it, too, somehow. With Target Control System down, maybe I could get through its protective barrier. Finished with Central's box, I turned to Target Contact. Oh, it was moving. This was going to be worse. If there was anything left of the original human in there, then it whipped to its feet and charged me. Sec Unit 03,
Status, retrieval in progress. I circle around the north side of the complex toward a passage between two of the surface structures. Drone intel provides me with a map of the complex and the location of the targets concealed in the east side doorways. The targets on the surface dock terrace tell the humans the history of the colony. This is a confirmation of intel already obtained by Iris, but not immediately useful. If the humans cannot obtain the intel, I will enter the complex without it. This is the first retrieval I have performed without a governor module, and I want it to be successful. I want to find the other sec unit. I send a status update to Perihelion, and it does not reply immediately. Then it sends, "Hold position." I tell it, "I must proceed in order to complete the retrieval." It said, "Sec unit would be angry if I sacrificed you with no chance of success." What? Target 2.
They wanted to use the devices in the vault, the old devices. It became worse after that.
Tiago, who decided to start using the implants?
That disturbs the targets.
Target 1.
What implants?
My drones pick up increased signal activity deep under the complex, but it is not localized enough to trace. On the feed, Tiago sends, "Rati, your analysis."
Rati sends a file to Perihelion.
Its drone creates a display surface and begins to play video of an implant being extracted from a target. The targets stare at the video.
Oversay,
"You see? They didn't tell you about this, did they?"
All the other targets look at Target 4, who says,
"It helps the connection. It's for protection."
Target 1.
Protection.
Target 3.
How many of the others have these?
Are you forcing them to obey you? Then Target 2 turns back to the humans and says,
8 levels below the plaza.
They would have your friend there. That's where the contagion is.
On the secure feed, Perihelion tells me,
"I'm pulling the humans out. You are go to proceed."
I reply on the secure feed, "Acknowledged. Proceeding." On the terrace, Perihelion's drone says,
"Run. You have 3 minutes to clear the area."
Oversay says, "Go, now!" And the humans run along the terrace toward the shuttle. The targets are confused, then turn and run down the path away from the service dock. Another Pathfinder slams down in the agricultural field and explodes. 4 more arc across the sky, making disruptive screaming sounds. This is a distraction so I may initiate stage 02 of the retrieval. The targets in the east side doorways around the installation's plaza are disoriented and 3 run away, headed toward the causeway. I slip inside another doorway without being detected.
Murderbot 1.0. My performance reliability dropped, but the spike of fear upped my reaction time, and I whacked target contact across the head with my table part. The impact staggered it back, but still didn't damage the body. The effort I put into the swing made my wrecked knee joint give way, and I hit the floor again. I needed a bigger weapon. I needed help. I needed to get the fuck out of here. The rough floor scraped at my palms as I scrambled toward the hatch. I managed to get upright and climb through the gap before target contact got to its feet. If it could catch me, this whole thing could start over. But with me down here instead of poor dead Central, I'd like to opt out of that. I staggered and limp ran across the hangar bay toward the stupid gravity tube. I know I said I didn't want to use it, but I didn't have time to do the stairs, and compared to what was behind me, it was starting to look friendly. Also, with the feed dead, it couldn't be remotely shut down. I heard steps behind me and flung myself in. I twisted around as the gravity shaft pushed me up. I saw target contact less than 10 meters behind me. I had to get out before it got to the tube. 2 levels went by with me trying to get off the fucking thing without the feed. Then I flailed into the unmarked stop zone. It spit me out at the next level, and I tumbled into a shadowy corridor and fell on the floor again. Ouch. I was beginning to lose control over my pain sensors.
a sign of an impending system failure. And I think I'd been too late. I think Target Contact saw I'd gotten off on this level. I was terrified of an involuntary shutdown. When I restarted, I'd be Target Control System. I was higher up in the structure and had no idea how to get away. It didn't matter. I had to keep moving. I got up and limp ran. The corridor curved to circle around the hangar bay's shaft and was way too long. It was cleaner and had more lights, obviously used more recently. And there had to be a lift pod or stairs somewhere. Then I picked up a brief contact, like a ping. A familiar ping. Drones. There were drones down here. Not Target drones. My kind of drones. I sent frantic pings back because it wasn't like Target Contact didn't know exactly where I was. I could hear it behind me in the corridor. Ahead, I saw more light and a foyer for a stairwell. I lurched into the foyer just as an armored SEC unit dropped down onto the landing. I almost triggered both my energy weapons, but just in time I saw the sticker on its helmet. In compressed machine language, somebody had used marker paint to write, "Art sent me." This was 2.0's SEC Unit 3. The opaque helmet focused on me. It said, "I've never retrieved another SEC unit before. There is no protocol for this." "Seriously? Fuck protocol." I said, "Hostile incoming. It's contaminated. Do not scan and don't let it touch you." If the contamination worked the way I thought it did, I shouldn't be able to pass it to another SEC unit. But who the hell knew? "Don't scan or connect with me either. I might be a carrier." SEC Unit 3 started to say, "Transport Perihelion was able to obtain that intel from retrieved..." Then it leapt and landed past me, pulled the weapon off its back just as Target Contact rounded the corridor. It fired a burst of explosive bolts and Target Contact reeled back, but the impacts didn't dent the protective alien remnant coating. "It doesn't work," I started to yell, but three aimed the next burst at the corridor ceiling. The impacts cracked the lightning track and shattered the material holding it in place. As chunks of stone hit the floor, three leapt back to me and grabbed me around the waist. It said, "Please hold on. I will..."
"I know."
I yelled and grabbed it around the shoulders. "Just go." It bounded up the stairs. Two levels. Three levels. Being carried like this was really uncomfortable. I can see why the humans don't like it. Three called in its drones, and the swarm formed a protective cloud around us. We came out through a hatchway into daylight, running onto an open plaza, the one I had seen from the surface dock. Target drones lay scattered on the paving, dead when Target Control System went down. I didn't see any targets, but that was probably because a Pathfinder sat in the center of the plaza, shrieking on calm and audible. "Warning! Detonation imminent!" I said, "Art armed the Pathfinders and didn't tell me? That asshole." "The humans were surprised, too," Three said. Art's shuttle dove over the structure's ribs and dropped into the plaza. The hatch slid open and Three bounded inside. It dumped me in an acceleration chair and I had a view of Target Contact sprinting toward us. Then the hatch slammed shut and Arata was shouting, "I've got them! Go! Go!" The thrust almost knocked me out of the seat as the shuttle flung itself upward. Art must be driving. I was sitting on the safety webbing, which was not helpful. Three did what I would have done with a wounded human and dropped into the seat next to me and stretched an arm across to hold me in place. From the pilot's seat, Arata demanded, "SEC unit, are you all right?" "Not really," I said. "I'm infected with contaminated code. 2.0 tagged it as anomalous so Art can delete it. Tell it not to use a medical scanner on me." Through the port, I got a view of the causeway and the dots that were the targets, colonists, who had been in the structure, running away. "We know," Arata told me, breathless from the acceleration. "The crew who escaped from the Explorer knew about the scanning and Perihelion figured out how it was done." Of course it did. This sounded like a good time to let go and have that involuntary shutdown. I was fading out when below us, the Pathfinder exploded. Art said,
target contact is offline.
So was I.